Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back. This is FNTSY Radio. It is 12:20 Eastern, and what we do at this time live, if you are listening on demand, it's not live for you, live for us here on Fridays, is we play a little game of three up, three down. There are things in fantasy sports that are trending up, trending down. And we thought that we would bring in a lot of, you know, some of my friends, and then, of course, some of my new friends, some of my old friends, and some new voices here to do this on the show. And so some of it is a little experimentation, but for many years I've had the opportunity to cover the NFBC Friday night extravaganza, and one of the main participants and really the person putting it all together has been Mike Masato, who is otherwise known as Mike the Mouth. And since we're looking for to bring up the level of entertainment value here on the show above where I am, we thought we would bring in on a Friday afternoon Mike Masato to do three up, three down with me and then perhaps chat a little fantasy baseball. So let's say hello and say good afternoon to Mike. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing three up, three down. How are you?
Hey, Craig. Good to talk to you, man. I got my voice now, finally. I got rid of the plague or whatever I was suffering from last time I spoke with you. So it's good to be back on the air with you. Well, it is 12:20. It is 12:24. You did tell me 12:20 today, correct?
Yeah, I did. I'm running late. I'll pay you overtime for the segment then.
We'll talk about the pay later, but that's another issue altogether. But that means if I run over a little bit today, I'm not under the gun. What do I got? I got more than like 4 minutes today, or am I all right?
Yeah, you have 16 minutes. You have to,
16 minutes?
Yeah, 16
wow.
minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get major airplay.
Are there kind of any FCC regulations restricting what comes out of my mouth in this show, or am I free to say whatever I want to say?
Hold on, let me check my contract here. It seems like you could say whatever you want. Yeah, pretty much whatever.
And then your producer is going to edit the hell out of it, so when it airs later, it won't have all that in there, right?
Just well, I mean, it depends on what you say. I mean, that's just the truth. Right. There is an edit component from Chris Bavona. Yes, that is true.
Is there like a 6 minute delay on this, or no? It's just coming out live right now.
No, this is live all across the world.
Right, okay.
You know.
Oh, jeez.
I counted 17 people right now listening.
17. Well, no, it just actually doubled to 34 because when you put me on the air to anchor the show this week, thank God, you know, you just doubled your listenership today. So that's great. So you're off to a good start.
Well, we'll see. So. The check's in the mail. Okay, let's get started here. I'm going to lead this off with three up, three down. My first trending up here, I'll start in fantasy baseball. Brian Dozier, who's having a good month, went deep again yesterday. If you have him in fantasy, he's got 9 now on the season. So good job by Dozier for staying alive in fantasy. Speaking of alive, Christian Yelich, 23rd home run yesterday. He also stole a base. Very underrated in terms of the steals. I don't know if people are paying attention to this, but he had 13 steals, I think, in August of last year. He's already got 13. We're not even at the All-Star break this year. Of course, won the MVP last year. DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees. Wow, what a sight for sore eyes he's been. And with Didi Gregorius coming back, I'm not sure what he's going to do. But either way, 3 hits, back-to-back games, and he already has 40 runs driven in on the season. And then my final fantasy baseball 3-up, 3-down is Aroldis Chapman. He hasn't given up a run since May the 9th. 3 saves over the past week. So I'll start off with that. Mike, what do you got for 3-up, 3-down today? Take it away.
So I was dozing off. What do you need to do? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, this is 3-up, 3-down. It's your turn to talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn to talk. Anyway, since you didn't give me any guidelines on this, and I decided to do a special 3-up, 3-down for you, since it's the anchor show of the week, and I've done 3-up, 3-down about your show for the week. How does that sound?
Okay, let's. You've listened to my show all week. That's great.
Not to mention hopefully get the glitches out of it so I can actually listen to the entire show. But I have listened to your show this week, and I'm going to give you my critiques and my ups and my downs from listening throughout the course of the week. How's that sound?
Yeah, I would love to hear your critique on my show. Yes, go right ahead.
We'll start with the positive. We'll do with the first up. Okay, let's do the first up. Okay, yeah. You actually found someone to give you another show after what happened with your last one on Sirius, which is a great thing, because I know you've been very diplomatic about it and, you know, whatever. But to me, you know, when I had to turn that on and listen to, what was that guy, LaDuca and Blackjack Mulligan, whoever that guy took over the show, and it had the first interview I heard when they put him on the, it was a jockey. Now, what does it tell you when you're interviewing a, that's radio, when you're interviewing a jockey on the air? Right. Luckily, you're not a heavy drinker. Have you heard that? Because when I turned that show on, I couldn't believe you got beat out by a jockey on the air there. I don't know how you took that, but that was the first show that I heard them on the air, and it was bad. So I'm glad someone recognized your talents, and now you're somewhere else.
No, thank you. You know, I was just afraid that they were going to interview horses, and they didn't do that. So it
would have been a better interview. It would have been a better interview, to tell you the truth. So it's pretty pathetic. So
Listen, I have no beef with anyone over there. As I mentioned, Mike, I'm very diplomatic with this. I had an unbelievable time for almost 10 years. And even to this day, they still give me the opportunity to work there. This is the first time I've ever acknowledging that here on the air, is that they definitely still and continue to give me that ability. But obviously, I've made my choice where I want to host. Okay, so let me get to my second three up, three down. And this is also my second up, my trending up positive. For those people who don't know, today is National Donut Day. Make sure you go take advantage and get your free donut wherever you want to go. Now, for those of you who don't know Mike Masato in person, he is a very big athletic dude. Doubt he's eating donuts today. But I just wanted to make it clear, Mike, that if you did have interest in eating a donut, you could go and get a free one on National Donut Day. That's my second one. What about you?
Well, if they were gluten-free and sugar-free, I might consider a donut on today. But I would not. You're not going to see me eating donuts. No, you know, this body, Greg, is a temple. I don't violate the temple, as you know. Right. I know. So I don't eat that kind of food. I don't get, you know, at my advanced age, you don't look this way, you know, eating donuts. Right.
Right. No, that's right. True. Yeah. Okay.
That's
well,
true.
Listen, so you'll pass on that. All right. So give me yours.
I'll pass
please.
On donuts for today. My second up for the day, okay, is for your show for the week, is they haven't pulled the plug yet after a week. Which I have to tell you, the last show you had its moments. I have to admit, you know, I wasn't a regular listener, you know, but when you were on the air and you were co-hosting, you know, it could be construed as entertainment. It was pretty good. It kept my attention for 10 minutes at a time here and there. But this first week, bro, if it proves anything, you need a sidekick, man. I don't know what, but I think I suggested this on Twitter. You ignored it, about like maybe having a monkey sidekick or something else, or you could pay me, whatever I consider. What's your best offer? Get your producer on here and tell me what he can do for me, you know, money-wise. You know?
All right. Well,
I know he naps a lot.
He does nap a lot. We could work on that. You know, those are not decisions that I make, but our good friends at Sports Grid, Lou Mayone, Mike Cardano, and then especially the guy that you want to buddy up to is David Katz as well of the Elvis Duran Group. So, Mike, those are your three points of contact, and if you can make that happen, you know, I am definitely not opposed to that. But very good. Thank you for your second trending up of suggesting yourself as a host. Well done. Well done by that. Okay,
right.
my third one is, my third trending up is Warriors investor Mark Stevens is now banned for a year and fined for $500,000 apparently for shoving Kyle Lowry. I don't know what in the world that guy was thinking. I mean, they're worried about putting up nets at baseball games. You got to put nets up at basketball games for getting these guys to touch people and celebrities. It's insane. So that's my third and final trending up. Glad to see that they've stepped in and kicked this guy out of the arena. Okay, what do you got for your third one?
Nothing wrong with a little physical abuse at basketball games, man. I mean, why do people watch hockey? If it wasn't for the fighting, who the hell would watch that, right?
Yeah,
so why
you don't want the players. You don't want the players being touched. Come on.
Well, why is that okay within hockey and everybody thinks that's acceptable, but not in basketball?
Because the owners, the players can touch the players, but the owners can't touch the players, you know? It's like the equivalent of you can come on as a guest, Mike, but you can't host the show, you know? Like, there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. I can, huh? All right, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. All right. But anyway, my third up for you right now, I'm going to give you a huge solid right now. Okay,
oh, yeah.
I have come up with your next You Make the Call segment.
Okay, oh, okay.
I've done the work for you, because when you come on here and you come up with things like, what was it, Secret Life of Pets 2 or Toy Story 4? Okay, that was the best you could get. Chris Pavone's wedding gifts, pizza choices. I mean, what would be the interest of anybody of that stuff? So tell me why. So let me tell you something. I'm going to give your listeners a choice. You tell me if you want to use these. I'm going to give you three things, okay? And I guarantee you that these will be the most voted on, interesting topics that anybody would want to hear from. You ready?
Okay.
I will come on your show and I'll do these. Number one, okay? I will talk about the time I was almost abducted by the Hare Krishnas. Okay? Number one.
Wow.
That's a true story, by the way. That's a true story. Number two, I will talk about my legendary movie theater brawl story when I virtually single-handedly took on five gangbangers in a bloody fist fight and lived to tell about it. 5-on-1. Okay? That was number two. Fist fight, movie theater. Number three, one of my many stories of the multiple times I was nearly expelled from college. I get to pick which one. I'll probably give you a good rugby story since I have a ton of those. So I played rugby in college for 4 years. I bet you didn't know that about me. I played rugby in college.
I did not know that. No.
You said great sport. I can tell you some great stories about that. So those are the one of the three things. The Hare Krishna abduction, near abduction.
Okay.
The movie theater brawl, by the way, in the movie theater. Right. And the other story about picking up one of my expelled from college stories. One of those three things.
Okay.
Guarantee that it'll be more interesting than anything you come up with so far this entire week. And I will come on here and I will do that for you anytime.
Chris, how do we feel about that? Is that something that we can do? You think here on the show?
I'm all for it, my friend.
Okay, so Chris is awake now.
Wait, Chris is awake now. That's good. All he did is bust on you about how you napped the entire time, and now you're awake. That's great.
And Mike, even during the show, like my hit rate on going to Chris and him talking is about 50-50. You know, I've heard the
gaps of dead air. That's always great for radio. Having done radio for 30 years in the past, you had dead air there. It was great. You know, and I noticed how we edited out the part where you forgot that you were talking to Brad Ziegler the other day about baseball, and he's talking with football. That was good too. Great listening. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here. Let's go to the three trending downs. My first one. This happened in South Africa yesterday. 14 lions escaped from Kruger National Park. And simply put, the people in South Africa, they're just warning them to be careful. 14 mountain lions have escaped, and this is like a true story. So that's my first one. How about yours? Your first down?
That's nothing. Try living in Jersey. It's like that every day here. All right. So anyway, my first down for the week. And again, very far be it for me to rip on people. You know that about me. I'm not a person that does that. Okay, you know that about me. Mm-hmm. But first down of the week was Howard Bender. Okay, I'm sorry, but the minute he started doing his Fozzie Bear impression, it was painful. And then obscure Muppet references. This is not humor for today's generation. Okay, please. Okay, don't do that. That can't happen again. The Howard Bender thing. Isn't there enough huge fantasy baseball nerds on the air as it is already? You need to have more come on here. If you're on, and if you put two, I get the double whammy. So why would you have him on to do that to yourself? Don't no more Fozzie Bear references, please.
Okay,
that was a down.
Well, understand that the Muppets were actually did make new movies, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of that. They did two new Muppet movies. One. A couple of years ago, and I saw both of them. So I'm letting you know in advance. Okay, we're running out of time here. Let me do my second one. Michael Chavis of the Red Sox. This is a fantasy baseball trending down. Fun run for him, at least temporarily, is over. 3-for-23. Also, Tim Beckham. Remember how good he was the first 2 days of the season, and we said he'd be an all-star. He hasn't got a hit yet in June. So that is my second trending down. What do you got for yours, your second one?
Thank you for picking two guys that are douching me royally in fantasy baseball right now, right there. Thank you for that.
There you go.
Those two guys.
You're welcome.
So second down of the week, Gray Albright, okay, from Spazball or wherever he's from.
Wow, you're taking Gray down. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Craig, you pumped this guy up like he was going to be the second coming of Rodney Dangerfield in the air, okay? And then the guy comes on here, and I'm like, look, wait, this guy's going to be funny. I'm going to listen to this guy. It's interesting. I can't wait to get entertained here. And you give me, like, Spicoli for Tourette syndrome. That's what the guy sounded like on the air. He sounded like, if you know Thomas Richmond High, if you know Spicoli, he was terrible. Terrible. And he's making jokes about Dallas Keuchel shaving his Ring video doorbell. That's not what entertainment, dude. It's not. So funny. Who was laughing? Ask Bavona. Was Bavona laughing at him? Bavona, where are you? Okay? Ask him if he was laughing about when he was on the air. He was just shaking his head. I think he was shaking his head.
I don't know. I don't know.
What? He was shaking his head. What'd I tell you? Right? He just said shaking his head. Right? There you go.
Far be it from me to create a brawl. We'll post this audio a little bit later. Gray Albright of Razzball.com, one of my favorites. What a shame.
I can take it. I can dish it out and I can take it.
I know. Well, it's coming. Okay, we have 2 minutes left in the segment. I'll be quick with mine. Here's my third trending down. Florida man who allegedly stole a car, killed a dog, and possibly killed some chickens. Also chased a man with an axe, and then he was found in a chicken coop on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. He's a Florida man from Sarasota. That's my third final one. We have 1 minute, so go ahead. Take it away with your third one.
This was a toss-up. It was either between your constant ass-kissing the entire week, which you're excellent at. I got to admit, you mentioned the producers, the guys who gave you the break all week long. Or Brad Ziegler. Now, I know Ziegler's a nice guy. They're just happy to have made a friends with a Major League Baseball player. I'll get it. So I'll go with their ass-kissing. Come on. You're a giant in the industry, Craig. Okay? Act like you've been there before, bro. All right? No more ass-kissing. You're the man. You're the man.
I appreciate it, but people pay my bills, man. I got that's
yeah. How much money are you getting for this? How much money is involved here? Is it big? How much is this big bucks for you, or what do we? Is it big money, or what is it?
I'm doing better than I was at the other place. How about that?
So they bumped you from 100 to 200 a show. That's what you're trying to say.
I don't know how far I can get into it. I'm doing better. I'm doing better than I mean, shockingly. You leave one place, they tell you you're done, and then
you
get more here. Listen, Mike, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. Best of luck in all of your fantasy leagues for sure. And we will do this again very soon, hopefully. Okay.
I'm going to be allowed back.
I mean, Chris loves you. He's constantly texting me and messaging me.
All right, good.
So,
great.
So there you go.
All right, guys.
You did a great job. Mike Masato.
Awesome, guys. Here. Thanks, man. Greg, great. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Mike Masato is joining us. You can follow him on Twitter as well. We'll take a quick time out. If we still have a show, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Don't go away.